Hello, everyone. How are you? How are you all doing? Don't worry, he's not here. He's locked in the attic, so he's not going to make an appearance. I hope you're all doing well on this Thursday. It's the job, isn't it? The weekend is nearly here. I can't wait. I can't wait to have a nice weekend. I have some spring cleaning to do as well, so yeah, I can't wait to get that over with. And I'm going to head away, hopefully, maybe Sunday for the day, maybe the day and the night. And get back Monday evening. So it is a bit cold here at the moment. It's like we'd frost and ice and stuff there. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I think. This morning wasn't too bad, but yeah, it's still lovely though. The sun is shining, and I think there's a bit of rain, all right, for the weekend. But you know, it's Ireland. What can we do? Anyway, how are you all doing? You doing well? It's like a surprise ramble. Rawr! Jumping on everyone. Ah, here I am. Ah, just arrive at the door like without even knocking. Typical Irish. So, I just wanted to pop in and have a chat. I didn't do this for a long time, actually. Sure, I didn't have a talk. And I just, you know, I just try on a microphone and I just talk. I don't plan out anything, and that's why I get into trouble sometimes. Because anything can come out of my mouth. It's even like when I make audios as well, you know, 98% of the time it's, you know, there's like skeleton scripts, and then stuff is, you know, just coming into your mind, and it's really interesting though. You have to be careful because, you know, the mind is a wild place, like, do you know what I mean? Don't worry, he's not making an appearance. So I just want to talk a little bit about what I'm up to. I'm at the moment I'm looking at trying to what would I say? Trying to move into doing full-time audio. Now, I have some ideas around that, and I had to get a few people to help me because I'm not a good businessman, and I'm not a money-orientated person by any means. So, I have a couple of people helping me, and even at that, I told them, you know, whatever's happening here is happening low-key. You know, I'm not into, you know, I'm just not into this whole, you know, I don't know what would you call it? Greed, I suppose. I'm into kind of subtlety and just, you know, making things, I think, just, you know, accessible for everyone, and yeah, just making it about, I think it just takes away from the whole art, you know. It takes away from the whole thing if it's getting too, you know, out of reach for people. It's nah. But at the same time, I want to try to I want to try to catapult myself into a position where I can just, you know, do this more, you know, on a full-time basis. And there is another thing that I will be talking to you about maybe on Monday or Tuesday. It's kind of an exciting opportunity that's it's very close to happening, or not. I don't know which one, but it could be happening, and I will talk to you about it. And this one is, you know, it's a really cool opportunity, I suppose. And it's something that, you know, that really touches me inside, I suppose. And you'll understand when you hear. Now, that's if it happens. If it doesn't, like, we'll, you know, even if it doesn't happen, it's cool that, you know, that someone can look at you and say, you know, I think you've this gift or the skill that can help me out with this. And I know this is all very kind of all very kind of, what would I call it? You know, speaking in riddles and all that, but it'll become clear soon, in a couple of days, maybe 3 days. And it's just nice to be considered for something, you know. And especially when it's in your field, but it's kind of like a 180, you know. It's like the other way around, like, whoa, how did this come around, you know. And I love those surprises, you know. And if any of you are, I know there's some of you, you know, you're artists and stuff, and there's some of you on YouTube and doing your thing. Just don't, like, I mean, keep going. And like, what I would say is, like, you could be doing something, you know. You could be doing sensual audios, you could be doing your writing, whatever. And then, you know, you bump into something, or someone meets you, or something happens, you know. And it's all like that. I mean, I even remember, like, I was thinking about it today, the first time I picked up a microphone, probably 4 years ago. And when I was submitting to Literatica, I just picked up the microphone, and I was just spoken to the mic, and it was shocking. But you know, I look back now and I go, like, oh my God, if I didn't pick up that microphone that day, I probably wouldn't have. Or I think it was an iPhone. I probably wouldn't have ever done it. I just kind of was bored, and I said, I'm gonna try this thing here, and I submitted this kind of off-the-cuff, horrific piece to Literatica where I sung it. I was getting over the flu, so I had a kind of a tractory voice. And I was like, you know, I take you into this lift, and I put my big Irish eyes on you. And I, you know, it was just so crude. And I ain't even during it, like, yeah, I'm trying to figure out how it ended, and it's just... It's a horrific ending and everything. It's something that I would revisit, though. It's I like the... I'm getting very sidetracked. I don't know what this is, my rambles. But I like to revisit some of those audios and actually redo them in, like, and make comparison audios, you know? And I know a lot of people say that, you know, the old ones are nostalgic and, you know, they really like them. But it would still be an interesting experiment, I think. But, you know, improvising and stuff, it's kind of like... when you start first, I even remember when I, the first time I put a microphone on like this, and I was looking at it, and I was like, holy fuck, what happens now, what's going to come on my mouth? And I was like really self-conscious, I was trying to, you know, I don't know, trying to measure what I was saying, or trying to guide what I was saying in a certain direction, or whatever. And then after a while, I just said, you know what, I'm just going to get out of fucking way, I'm just going to sit there, and I'm just going to let the words come out, and whatever happens, happens. And it's the same thing with improvising with characters or anything, you know. And the thing is, as I said, like, it's when a certain thing happens, you go, holy fuck, that's, you know, where did that come from? And it's the same as speaking into a microphone, you know. You're very kind of at the start of, oh God, how can I do this? And then after a while, it just becomes more natural and you get better. Even talking on camera is quite the same as well, I suppose. But I think the trick is to, not even the trick, the whole point of it is to try bring your person, your true personality into your art, which is like it makes it that more, a bit more warm and more real, and you know. So I really got sidetracked there. So yeah, so I want to try a few things, and you know, just a small few things just to try help me. So if you see things changing, and as I said, nothing's going to change much. There's going to be no you know, exclusivity. Ugh, very bad today. There's going to be none of that bullshit, you know. I'm not into any of this kind of, you know, you can, you know, I don't know, touch my audio dick for $100. None of that shit. It'll be very subtle, you know, very tiny little changes here and there, and it'll just be to help me. So, you know, if you can't help me on my way, that's perfectly understandable. But I'd still make everything, you know, reachable for everyone, you know. So, as I said, don't worry about anything like that. That's just not me. Trust me on that. So I am trying another few things then with my site and stuff. I'm going to try and make more audiobooks, which is something like, I think, like, you know, when you see people on Patreon, you see, you know, there's a big move from YouTube to Patreon. People are, you know, over the YouTube crash, they're kind of moving on to Patreon, and it's kind of like, I don't know. I think, like, if you kind of provide a different service on Patreon, you know, if you're making art for Patreon exclusively, I think it's a really good thing. I think there's no harm in it at all. But I think if you're kind of just being lazy and saying, oh, I'll put up the content today, and then 2 days time I'll put up on YouTube, I think too much of that makes it kind of like, ah, come on, you have to be kind of, you know, you have to be kind of providing something or you know, sharing something. And it's where I really love doing, you know. And the thing is as well, like, when I get more free time, I'm going to, then is when I really will kick in. I can finish off some audiobook ideas that I have in my mind, like the Bloodlust one and stuff. Because, like, at the moment, you know, we're working, what, like, people that are doing this for it, they'll tell you as well after a while, is like, one is friction to the other, so one has to give. You either have to, like, concentrate on work and cut back on whatever you're doing, audio or whatever, or you'll have to concentrate more on audio and cut back on work. It gets to that point, and it's to that point with me now at the moment. It's kind of like, I'm in work and I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I doing here? You know, I have so much to do. And it's kind of not fair, because I'm a person that concentrates a lot on what he's doing. And when I'm in work and I'm thinking, like, oh, you know, I'm getting kind of torn. I need to be, you know, I need to be at home. I need to be out doing this. I need to be, because, like, the thing is, when I really, if I do get into, you know, making audio full time, I'll be a person that works, you know, kind of way. I'm not, you know, I'm not a person that, you know, I think, like, if you're a writer or if you're a musician, and you notice if you're a writer or a musician, you're never not writing, you're never not recording music. You're always focused on that thing. You're always like that thing. You're always looking, you know, you're always watching, you're always absorbing and even thinking of ideas and what would be cool, and you're getting flashes of creativity and inspiration and all that. So that's why I know, like, when I move, it will be, if I do move, if I can do it, you know, which kind of looks, you know, highly likely at the moment. And it gets sidetracked again. When I do move, it'll probably be a drop in overall money and all that. But I don't really give a fuck, to be honest, which I don't really care. Once I can, you know, survive fairly okay, that's okay. It'll just, you know, it'll look after itself. And the thing is as well, if it doesn't work out, I'm well capable. I mean, I've worked in so many places. I've had so many jobs. I can, you know, from bouncing to bartending to even building work, you know, I can kind of, I've been around, I've kind of, you know, I was the kind of person that would stay at a job for 6 months and then take another job for 6 months. And so I've kind of, I dipped my hands into everything. So, and anything as well, I'm not lazy. So, yeah, I mean, if someone tells me you have to sweep the streets in the morning, I'm fucking sweeping the streets. You know, there's no hierarchy stuff in my head or anything like that. You know, nothing like that matters to me. You know, I'll do anything. I've no sense of, like, you know, I think it, like, when you, I'm getting really dragged away here again, but when you look at people like cleaners and janitors and all that, like, you have to realize that all these people are a part of that thing as well. You know, I mean, we need everybody doing what they need to do. That was a bit of going off track there a little bit. So yeah, that's what it is. So you will see one or two changes, but it won't be huge at all. Trust me, and I will. Be kind of, you know, doing other things that you'll see in a couple of days, I suppose. Won't be long. And any changes that I'm making, I'm gonna leave plenty of time there, you know, maybe a month or something to, for people to, you know, decide what they want to do. But as I said, it's gonna be, yeah, don't worry about it. How did we get on with Shawnee's little attack? I know, I said he won't be here, and he won't be, I promise. And I was only thinking the other day about Shawnee, you know, and the kind of character he is. And I called off to my mum's about a week ago, and where I grew up, you know, it's just like, you can imagine, it was just Shawnees everywhere, you know, just mad people everywhere. Like, you know, we call them mad, and we mean mad, and it wasn't funny over here, you know, because that's a mad thing. It means it's a funny thing, so excuse my language, I'd want to be stepping on PC toes. PC toes. But, you know, so there's one particular guy, I was actually thinking of, you know, some of the Shawnee storylines, like, and there's one particular guy that, he is just the mirror image of Shawnee, but he's actually a little bit more on the wacky side, you know. He's, yeah, he's a funny one. But I called over to his house, and, you know, he just, like, if any of you seen that movie Friday with Ice Cube, it's just like that. Like, they're just standing at the front of their houses, and the houses are small as well, you know. They're like, I suppose, project houses or something, wherever they're, like, and they're sitting at the they're sitting at the front of the house, and they're just, like, you know, smoking spliffs, you know, smoking joints, you know, all day long. They just stand at the door, and they're walking home, and then they have something to come back out the end, they're smoking. Like, so I'd call over to them then every now and again, because the thing about them, like, they're nice, you know, there's no bother with them, but they're just, that's just the way they live. And I called over last week, like, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, you know, he kind of
have a voice like that, like, how's it going, boy? You know what I mean? Some of them talk like that too, like, you know what I mean? And he's like, what's the story, boy? And there he is with a big fucking five skinner, you know, we call it five skinner. It's like an extra long spliff, and it's probably just, you know, it's half a field of grass inside the thing, like, and he's smoking, and he's hazed, like, you know, he's bombed. And I talked away to him, and he's like, you know, he's asking me how am I getting on, and talking about his family and all that, like. And then halfway through the fucking conversation, a crow flies down from the ceiling, or from the roof of the house, and lands on his shoulder, like. And I'm like, looking at him going, and, you know, over here, I know the crows are big fuckers, like, you know, they're like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger crows, you know, they're just big, and they have that little, you'd hear it sometimes in my audios, you know, just as it's about to get sexy here. And the crow lands on his shoulder, and then, like,
what's, you know, and like, it's like a bizarre, you know, he kind of has a bit of a higher accent as well, like. I says, what's that? And he says, that's my pet crow. And I was like, you're fucking what? Because you can't make these things pets, like, you know? And their beaks are huge as well. They're like big, huge. It's like carver knives. That's what they look like. They're like big, huge beaks. Like, they're sticking into your head and they just, you know, they crack your head open. And I'm like, and the crow is looking at me and it's like, and it's looking at him and it's looking at me. And I'm like, fuck, I'm kind of, you know, stepping back slowly, like, and he goes, he's all right, bye, he's a nice fella, he's all right, and he had his name for him and everything, I forgot what he was calling him, and I was like, but what happened was, he flung the crow was knocked down, and, by a car, so he nursed the crow back to health, and, the crow then would, you know, would hang around, and it would jump on his shoulder, and go up into the roof, and come back down, and it's going on for, you know, for weeks, and I'm like, what the fuck, and there I am, and I'm thinking, like, you know, in my head, will I get any, you know, material from this one? I can't even use this, it's so bizarre, and there he is, and he's smoking the spliff anyway, and, you know, I was like, oh my god. But we used to go to house parties, we you know, after being in the city or whatever, and we'd come back, and we didn't need somewhere to go, you know, to go back for the after party, and we'd go into his house, like, and oh my god, he's just like, the stuff down there. I remember once we got up in the morning early, myself and my brother, and him and his brother, there's about four or five brothers, there's a couple of stepbrothers there as well, but they would be drinking, like, and they were kind of, they couldn't really drink, you know, when they did drink, they were all kind of smoke, you know, they all smoke weed, like, none of them carry, they kind of might have a few drinks just to, you know, to, I don't know, kill the thirst or something. But this particular night, they went drinking and they went hellbound for leather, you know. But they all kind of look kind of, they're kind of strange looking guys as well, you know. That fella I was telling you about there now, he's like, he's about 5'1" and he's kind of got a big roundy belly and a roundy head, you know. But he's young as well, like, he's only, I'd say he's only about 27, you know. And like, the brothers then are kind of thinner versions of him, you know. And the brothers are kind of rowdy, you know, they'd be, you know, a bit louder, you know, but kind of like, you know, typical lads. They're younger as well, so myself and my brother, anywhere, and my brother, we were in the city, and we came back, and the two lads were in the living room, and they were kind of giving us a bit of lip, you know, they were a bit of lip, as we say here, a bit of aggro, like, and they were like, yeah, oh, the two of them, this is the dad's bell, look at the fucking two of them, stay the two boys, like, you know what I mean, stay of them, who the fuck do you think you are, because we'd be kind of dressed good and everything, these fellas, they don't just give a fuck, like, and we were inside, and we were looking at them, and we were like, yeah, and they were getting kind of, like, lippy then, so we went into the kitchen, and we were, you know, doing our thing or whatever, and then we ended up going to bed, and the two boys stayed down in the living room, and they were drinking, you know, and you should see the living room now and stuff, like, it's hilarious, like, it's like a Bob Marley shrine, you know, it's just, it's crazy, like, the whole house is like a Rasta house, like, and the two of them anyway fell asleep, like, so we got up in the morning, and we were looking around, they were fucking wrecked, you could see they were rat-faced, you know, they were like, laying up on top of one another. So my brother, and he's just an unbelievable practical joker. Like, so what he did is he actually took one fella's, his hands, and he put them up to his head, and he duct taped his hands onto his head, and then he duct taped your man's two hands onto the armchair. You wouldn't believe this now if you saw it, right? And he's like, there are the two boys anyway, and they're, you know, one of them's locked onto the chair, and the other fella's hands are on his head. So we were walking out the door then, and he's like, he calls the two of them, like, wake up, and the two of them wake up, and they're like, and there you could see, like, your man is like, what the fuck, he can't get his hands off his head, and the other fella's shouting, free me, fucking free me, and the other fella's like, I fucking can't. And then we knew, oh my god, like, when you think about this, right, and as I said, I'm there looking for Shawnee, you know, storylines and inspiration, and then, like, fuck, this is another thing you can't use, like, so, yeah, it was just very interesting to go back there. There was another little bit of an idea I had as well, and that little guy, the fella with the crow, he was there, it was going back, oh god, I was going back a few years ago now, and he there was a party in the house, and there was a fellow he hung around with, and your man's a good looking bloke, you know, and he'd be bringing back ladies to the house. That's what they used to do, used to bring back the girls to the house, because, you know, your mom and dad wouldn't leave you do it. So this guy was living on his own. His grandfather died and he just gave him the house. So the good looking guy brought a girl home, like, and the small guy with the belly, like, he was down in the living room, and the good looking guy is up the stairs, and, like, she, you know, this is going on, like, and he's down in the room, and he's like, yeah, boo, and he's walking in, and he's like, no, you mind, you know, what's that cartoon character? I know you talk, is it Tweety, but I thought it, what's the one that, like, Porky Pig, yeah, is it Porky Pig? I can't remember, but he kind of talks to daddy, blah, 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 and he's like down, and he's like getting really, you know, angst, like, he's like, why should he get all the women, you know? So the boy, your man is upstairs, and he's nearly coming through the ceiling, you know. So I was talking to the fellow with the girl, like, the next day, and he says, like, he goes, Jesus fucking Christ, and I says, what? And he says, Did you hear what he did to me the other night? And I says, no, what did he do to you? And he goes, oh my fucking God, man, oh my God. And I'm like, what did he do? You won't believe this. So he's in the nightclub, and he's with him, and he gets a girl. And of course, this guy, the smaller guy, gets no girl. But it's not because he's funny looking, but it's just his attitude as well. You know, he's just kind of like, I don't know, he's a strange person. Like, so your man gets the girl anyway, and brings her home, and goes up into the bedroom, and he's down the living room. He's like, I'll see you, good night. Like, and your man's downstairs, and he's all jealous. Like, so there's your man anyway, and he's in the bed, and he's getting it on with the lady. Like, and next he just hears the door opening, like, and he's like, what the fuck? And he said, he just looked, and there's your man, he's standing there, and he said, he's standing there, all right, with no clothes on, all right, and a kind of a ski hat, you know, like a beanie on him, and he's langers drunk, you know, and his belly, like a big porky belly, and he's just like, what's happening? And your man is like, halfway through the act, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes,
I'm just wondering, is there any chance of a threesome?
And he's like, and there's your man going, get fucking out! And he went out the door with him. But he said, like, he just looked around, and he said, for all the world, he said, he's like E.T. appeared in the bedroom, like, and he's like,
any chance of a threesome? And he's like, what the fuck is going through his mind, you know?
So, yeah, so that's like, that's a little kind of rundown on where Shawnee's friends live, I suppose, because, you know, and what they do, you know, that's the kind of crack. But, you know, like, you know, people say to me, like, it's, you know, or this is very funny, or this is, how can you do that? But it's not, it's just, it's fucking really normal, actually. Believe it or not, it can be really, really normal. You hear things around these parts, you know, especially growing up around here, and I've heard some stories, and I've, you know, I've been in situations that you just would not believe, you know. And the thing was, like, you know, growing up as a child and all that, like, I mean, I remember, you know, we all have our stories and all that. But one of the things I remember is, like, an awful lot of laughing, you know, really hearty, you know, just humorous laughing, you know, jokes and stuff that we told. And I suppose because it was kind of a poorer area as well. And, you know, we had to kind of fend for ourselves, and otherwise you go crazy. So it was always kind of, you know, wind-ups and jokes and, you know, catching people for things and making things up and stories and making characters up and, you know, giving each other nicknames and all that. And that's where, you know, that's where all that stuff stems from. I think, like, you know, as far as creativity goes, sometimes the worse you have it, the better you're going to get at something, you know. And I was necessarily that way, because, like, you've a lot of comedians as well are, you know, they're kind of, I call them, like, it's like, there's like a facade going on, you know, there's like, they're trying to be funny, but in the back, in their mind, they're dying inside, which is, I think, is very sad, you know. It's something that kind of, like, oh, I don't like that kind of, you know, that kind of, what do you call it? A stereotype, I suppose. You know, I just find it kind of really kind of, oh, it's awful. You know, like Robin Williams, who, you know, took his own life. It's like, a man was an utter genius, you know, and he was so funny and so quick as well on his feet. You know, you could see his mind. You know, if you watch some of the old stuff on Oprah and stuff, I often go back into it on YouTube and I'd watch, like, the impressions and the speed, and it's just like fucking hell. These neurons are just like bling, 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 bling. They're firing quickly, you know. Because I think like true comedy is like that. It can kind of go very quickly, you know. Like when you're on, you know, when you're on Twitter and you're on a roll, you notice when you're on a roll and you're giving the snappy replies and you're going woo, and you're getting it's just coming out of you, you know. And yeah, I think he was like that. He was really kind of, you know, quick and fast, but then there's a downside to it, you know, with all that energy. You have the back of it, then it's like, you know, he was probably the child that just wanted to entertain the parents, you know what I mean? So it's kind of, you know, it's a kind of, it can kind of be a bittersweet thing. So anyway, I just wanted to check in and tell you some weird stories about Shawnee. I don't know what that's about. And give you a few updates. And I'll clear up the updates soon as well. And hopefully I'll, you know, probably get off my feet maybe in maybe a couple of weeks, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, maybe a couple of months. I don't know. But we'll try in the next, I suppose, you know, amount of time and see the way it goes. Because at the moment, it's, you know, it can be tough. I mean, you have people trying to contact me and people trying to ask me, when is this project to do? When is this project to do? And I'm like, fucking hell, I can't get out of work. You know, I'm kind of like, get me out of work and I'll have a bit of time for myself. But, you know, work is busy. Life is busy, man. Life is busy. So I hope you're all doing good. And I have to go out now. And I have to... I might go for a run and do a small bit of shopping. And just chill out for the night. When I have to get up early in the morning as well. I have to get up extra early tomorrow morning. Maybe about probably 5:30. Try to get my day's work done by maybe 10 a.m. so I can do some spring cleaning and some more recording and writing. Yay! And get the weekend on the road. I hope you're all having a lovely Thursday. And thanks for all the, you know, for sticking with me as usual. And for keeping Patreon alive with your funniness and your, you know, your banter and all that. And to all the new people that started. And I always say, like, to the old people that are here as well, the crew. And welcome. I hope you enjoy it here. And with the live streams as well, I'm going to try my best. I've been reading some awful stories about it, like reading some kind of, you know, people saying this and that about it. Like, so I'm going to try to see what I can do. I might just try, like, you know, do a push notification and see can I get the people, or by send an email and try a test one and see what happens, and then try set up something more, you know, more solid or something like that. Because I'm not that good with technical stuff, you know. I'm not a technical guy at all. Now, I get by with audio and stuff like that, with this and that with audio. I'm kind of good with that kind of stuff, but when it comes to podcasting and stuff, I'm a bad one. Yeah, so I could probably have to get some help as well and along the way. But, you know, we'll get over it. We'll get over it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we could love it, bye. You know what I mean? We have a threesome. We have a threesome together, bye. Will we? So, yeah, signing off for the 55th time. Happy Thursday. And let's roll into Friday and get the fucking show on the road, okay? Bye-bye.